Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Surviving Me, because the journey back to yourself is the real work. Let me start off by painting a quick picture. The other day, I saw yet another quote slide across my feed. I'm telling y'all, Instagram, you could literally turn Instagram or any social media thing into your own self-help book. If you don't believe me, then that means you must not be following the right stuff, because the stuff I follow, I swear it be the most inspirational, really help you realize stuff. The post said, "Protect your peace at all costs. Simple, powerful, popular." But it made me pause, because while I do believe in protecting your peace, I started to notice something. The healing culture has become a vibe, a brand, a mood. And when I tell y'all, I am so here for it. More people need to heal. So if the healing culture had to become a vibe, a brand, a mood in order for more people to do that, then like I said, I'm here for it. But sometimes it's missing one key ingredient: accountability. So in today's episode, I want to talk about what happens when self-care becomes a shield. When we use words like boundary and energy protection to avoid the hard stuff, like real conversation, real apologies, and real connections. So let's jump right on into it. Today's topic is called When Boundary Becomes Barriers. We're in a time where people will post about loyalty, softness, community, but meanwhile, they're ignoring people who care about them. When do we start doing it? And listen, I've been that person. I'm not even about to sit here and be like I'm calling people out and not, you know, acting like my stuff don't stink, because I've been that person. And I posted stuff about like sisterhoods and friendship and loyalty while silently distancing myself from women I love. Not because I stopped caring, but because I didn't want to deal with discomfort or feel like the friend who always had problems, you know, like, oh, she always going through stuff. I just didn't want to be that friend. So I distanced myself. And if I'm being honest, it's easier to call it healing than to admit it's just simple avoidance. When we say I'm protecting my peace, but are we really? Or are we ghosting without clarity, cutting off without closure, letting people wonder what went wrong while we pretend that silence is strength? So let me offer you this thought. Boundaries are not supposed to be barriers. They're not walls you build so high no one can reach you. They're gates with hinges that let love in and let harm out. You don't owe access to everyone, but you do owe honesty to the people you once claimed to care about. So here's the contradiction. We want to be held, but we don't want to be reached. We want to feel seen, but we disappear when things get uncomfortable. I've done it. I know you done it. We probably all done it. I've cut people off and convinced myself it was growth. I've been distant even when all I needed was to say, you know what, I'm overwhelmed. I just can't show up for you how you may need me to show up for you. And it does not mean that I'm not feeling you or that I don't mess with you no more. I just simply just need a minute, you know? That's what I've learned about accountability. It's not about guilt. It's about awareness. So ask yourself, who are you pushing away right now? Without explanation, is that a boundary or is it a wall? What story are you telling yourself about that distance? And don't just ask yourself, answer it, even if it's uncomfortable. Because this work right here that we're doing, this journey back to ourselves, it isn't all bubble baths and crystals. It's hard truths, it's apologies, it's showing up, it's accountability. So you could write in your journal, you could light every candle, you could post all the quotes you need to post. But if you can't look at the people you love and say, I messed up, I ghosted when I should have spoken, I disappeared without honoring your humanity, then you're not healing, you're hiding, True healing requires community. It asks for repair, not just retreat. It asks for growth, not just for you to sit in silence and be quiet or just run away when stuff get hard. So, here's your gentle check-in today. Who do you owe a conversation to? Where are you hiding behind self-care when you really just need to be honest? What would it look like to show up even if it's awkward, vulnerable, or messy? And if these questions had a specific person pop into your mind, then that means that's the one. That's the one that you probably need owe that conversation to. So why not do it? Especially because if they popped into your mind, that means that they must be some of importance to you. And when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Yes, I'm quoting the song because baby, he was speaking them facts. So thank you, as I always say, for being here with me today, because this episode isn't an episode to call you out. This is an episode to call you in, because as y'all know, we do everything together over here. We're healing out loud and we're healing as a community, because healing without accountability is incomplete, and you deserve more than surface level growth. You don't have to be perfect to heal. You just have to be real. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who's doing the work too. And remember, this isn't about being perfect. It's about being honest. Healing gets messy, but honesty brings clarity. No matter what page of healing you're on, remember, you're not alone and you're not behind. Keep going through it, keep growing through it, and keep glowing through it. And I'll see you next episode.
Battle the silence. I've wrestled the shame, faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure, it's deeper than deep. I'm surviving me, not losing sleep.